Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.
I feel like she's being used somewhat politically.
How do you feel about that?
It makes me angry. She was much better than that. She should be raised up for the person that she is.
Heard from him earlier this week. Jason Riley, father of Lakin Riley, was on NBC's Today Show. It's Priscilla Thompson at NBC talking with him there. We're almost a month into this now. It was, I guess, 4 weeks ago tomorrow, the murder of nursing student Lakin Riley, killed, beaten to death on the University of Georgia campus. We have learned allegedly killed by an illegal migrant. An illegal alien from Venezuela, touched off no small amount of controversy about our border policies and enforcement of immigration laws. And the father there saying feels as though his daughter is being turned into a pawn in some kind of political chess match. He's obviously not pleased with that. He made it obvious, made it plain in that conversation with the folks at the Today Show. A lot of people with a lot of opinions one way or the other. I'm going to assume our next guest does. We're joined by Georgia Attorney General Chris Carr. Chris Carr, thanks for your time this morning.
Tim, great to be with you. Thank you for having me on.
It must be from your perspective, and listen, I know your stance on much of it on border policy. You've made no secret about the fact, your belief that our immigration laws need to be enforced aggressively, and then failure to do so lends itself to these kind of tragedies. It has to be something of a balancing act in talking about this now, because there are those who say that you're just exploiting this for political purposes, political gain, and you're trying to score points off the death of a young student. How do you respond to that, and especially when you hear the father say something like that?
Well, let me start. I'm a dad. I have a daughter that goes to the University of Georgia. So I can't, I really can't imagine what Lakin's parents are going through. I do. On a human level, I understand what they're feeling. I can understand why Lakin's father said what he did. I mean, can you imagine if you'd lost your daughter and every time you turn on the television or open up the newspaper, there it is. So I have nothing but compassion for what they are dealing with. And what I would say from my perspective, and I can't speak for everybody else, Tim, but I'll speak for myself. What I have always tried to do, you know, I've been in this world now for 20 years, having worked with Senator Isaacson in economic development, now as Attorney General, but certainly as Attorney General, what I'm trying to do is solve problems, enforce the law, and protect the most vulnerable. And that's what we've seen here. And what I have seen with this situation with a border that's not secure, we are seeing an increase in gang activity, which has led to a number of different things, from drug trafficking, human trafficking, an increase in fentanyl. So we're seeing the real world effects of what happens when the federal government fails to do its job. And unfortunately, we've had a situation where the federal immigration system, in my opinion, failed Lakin. I think the New York criminal justice system failed her. And now you got a situation in Athens, Tim, where you do have leadership that since 2019, 2020 have said, look, we're going to be a sanctuary city. We're going to ignore the law. We're not going to work with law enforcement. We're not going to enforce certain laws that we don't like. So it's created an environment here. So what I want to do is try to step up, make a difference, and protect those that are most vulnerable. And again, look, if this was my daughter, I would pray to God that everybody would step up and do the right thing, try to fix the problem and ensure justice for my girl.
All right, Attorney General Chris Carr, from your perspective, what does stepping up mean? You just outlined any number of areas of concern, including at the local level here. The Athens-Clark County government is doing this, not doing that. What can you do from the Attorney General's office?
Well, we feel the effects of what happens when others don't. Well, I'll tell you one thing. I mean, right now, again, we'll step up and we will enforce the laws as we have the authority to do it. It may or may not play into this case, but I'll just give you a great example. We now have a gang prosecution unit, Tim, that we can prosecute statewide. And, you know, we got a situation where at one period of time, the DA had said, look, I'm not going to prosecute gang cases. I'll prosecute homicides or car break-ins, car thefts, whatever it may be. So when we got the authority, our first case was a gang case in Athens that we indicted. The second case we indicted was a gang case in Athens. And we're involved in this case that occurs. This tragedy that occurred was the death of a three-year-old. We're going to be involved in this case as well. So we will step up and enforce the law and fill the gap wherever we can. The other thing I'll do is I'll call on the president. The president can do things right now to secure the hard assets of our border, putting resources toward the border. Congress needs to step up. Tim, we're a look, we got a constitution. It's the paramount duty of the federal government. The number one role that this government has is the defense of the nation, and immigration is part of it. And if that bill that didn't pass, and that's fine if it was a bad bill, but Congress has to step up and do their job. Great example. We fought the administration on we wanted to keep the Remain in Mexico policy. We sued them. We lost. They ended the policy, and they reinstituted catch and release. I do think catch and release has a role to play in the Lake and Riley case. I think the individual that has been charged in this case was caught, released, and was let into the country. And then again, I think it's putting pressure on the local community. And I want to praise, there's a difference between law enforcement. I want to praise the Athens-Clarke County Police Department that we've worked with on these gang cases. Chief Salters has been great. The University Police Department has been great. You know, so I want to draw a distinction between the law enforcement officers that want to do their job. But we will not leave. We will prosecute the cases that we can. But others like John Culpepper, who have been great, stepped up, helped at the commission level. There just have to be others because elections have consequences.
Again, Attorney General Chris Carr, it's interesting. From your perspective as Attorney General of Georgia, me from mine, sitting here doing whatever this is every day, we tend to be almost insular. We focus on ourselves, right? We focus on our state and we focus on our communities. But from time to time, and now a couple of these occasions, where what's happening here reverberates around the country, obviously this Lake and Riley murder, the matters we were just discussing, and the whole country watching as the judge decides what to do with Fonnie Willis, the Fulton County District Attorney, and without stepping through every aspect of that case and where it stands now, the question that I'm getting as we let it be known that we're going to be talking to you this morning, hey, ask him, ask the Attorney General what he is going to do about Fonnie Willis. So there's the question from any number of listeners. What is there to be done from the Attorney General's office, if anything?
Well, that's a great question because I get it all the time, too. And, Tim, I will go exactly as I've done in every other case. I'll go where the law and the facts allow me to do it, whether it's the right thing. This case has been about county funds. It's been county procurement, county employment. The judge had to make the determination about disqualification. And then I think the state bar may have an issue as it relates to whether or not she violated any ethical violations. But we just passed an oversight board. So I have very limited jurisdiction here. I'm not going to say that there may be something down the road, so I don't want to disqualify myself by prejudging. But Houston Gaines and the legislature did an incredible job passing a DA oversight board for prosecutorial misconduct. And if this is a case where some prosecutorial misconduct has occurred, that board it was signed by the governor last week. It's in place. It's going to be up and running. That's the appropriate forum for prosecutorial misconduct to go, and then we'll take it from there and see what we can do. But like I've done with everything else, Tim, I'm going to be guided by the facts and the law and what the right thing to do is. I'll do the things that I can do. I won't do the things that I can't, and we'll monitor the situation as we've done from the beginning.
A moment or two left with Attorney General Chris Carr. Let me preface this by saying that I know in advance what your answer is going to be. I'm going to ask the question anyway. You're going to tell me that you're focused 100% on doing your job as Attorney General, and I absolutely believe that to be true. However, it was you who said some weeks ago to a group of Republicans, or so I'm led to understand, that 2026 might be an opportunity to you for run for governor. So the question is, where does that stand right now?
I'm focused 100% on doing my job. Here's what we got to do, Tim, though. We've got an important election coming up. Seriously, we cannot take four more years of the Biden administration in this nation. We can't. There's an important presidential election coming up. There's an important election coming up for our state house and state senate. And one of the things I don't think people focus on, thank heaven we have a legislature that is conservative. Thank heaven that we have a legislature that focuses on good jobs for Georgians and keeping people safe. Those elections are what's in front of us. That's what we have to focus on. That's what I'm going to be focused on as well. And then we'll look to the future.
So you're to make the point here, you're not announcing a campaign for governor this morning.
I'm focused 100% on the 2024 election and doing my job.
And if I can get just one more ounce out of that, you're not ruling it out either.
Look, I'm not ruling anything out, but I'm focused now on the job and on the 24 election.
And there it is. State Attorney General Chris Carr, always a pleasure. Best of luck moving forward, and thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Tim. Good to be with you.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.